to bring to them that which you have laid on my heart. We ask that the Holy Spirit will take absolute control of everything we will say and everything we will do, everything that will transpire in this service from now on, even as you have done up until this point. Give us the grace and the strength to be able to do that which you have called us to do. I take every spirit in this room under the control of the Holy Spirit right now. Father, please have your way without any hindrance whatsoever. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Everybody said amen. Turn your Bibles, if you will, please, to the Acts of the Apostles. Overcoming the terrorist in your life. That's the title of my message this morning. Overcoming the terrorist. 12 to 24. I'm going to read the number of verses. If you read that odd number of verses, I will appreciate it. Acts 1:3, verse 12. And when it was day, certain of themselves under a curse, saying that they will neither eat nor drink till they had killed Paul. Please read. All right. Everyone who reads will receive fresh grace on weakness. So he took him and brought him to the chief captain and said, Paul the prisoner, called me unto him and prayed me to bring this young man unto thee, who hath something to say unto thee. Read. And he said, the Jews have agreed to desire thee that thou wouldest bring down Paul tomorrow unto the council, as though they will inquire something of him more perfectly. Read. So the chief captain then let the young man depart and charged him, see thou tell no man that thou hast showed me these things, showed these things to me. Read. Let's read verse 24 together. And provide them this, that they may set Paul on and bring him safe unto Felix the governor. Help me turn to somebody this morning and tell them, I prophesy to you, you will always escape whatever evil is sent your way. Turn to somebody else, say, you will always escape whatever evil is sent your way. Now say to yourself, say, I mention your name, I will always escape every terrorist attempt, spiritual or physical, that comes against my life. Say, I decree it in the name of Jesus. This morning, all over the United States, but especially in our city here in New York, we remember the evil that took place 10 years ago. Unannounced terror struck this city and two other cities in the United States. And the terror took with it the lives of loved ones in what has been considered as the worst terror attack to ever take place in New York City. And as a matter of fact, in the United States of America. It's so hard for me, so difficult for me, to watch the television since yesterday. Because over and over and over and over again, they showed the images of the Twin Towers. And I just imagine how many people were inside that were killed. For us at Fresh Anointing, we still feel the pain when we remember that one of us, Sister Sophia, went to work at the World Trade Center and never came back home. She was in church the previous Sunday. I wish we knew then that was the last time we'll ever see her. Maybe those of us who didn't greet her will have greeted her. Maybe those of us that had qualms and quarrels with her will have settled everything. I will have said, you know what, since this is the last day I'm going to see you ever, I forgive you everything that has happened. But without notice, just like that, she went to work and never returned. We were in denial for a couple of days. I was calling back and forth to our husband, checking on maybe she went somewhere and she was on return. And of a truth, she went somewhere. But she went to a place where everybody goes and never returns. She was such a faithful member of this church. And what is so painful about her death is the fact that she was under so much warfare. And there were people that rejoiced that she died. Because they've tried everything within their power to finish that girl. It's warfare after warfare, prayer after prayer, fasting after fasting. I never knew that she wouldn't die in the hands of witchcraft, but she would die in the hands of Al-Qaeda. May your enemies never rejoice over you. I know you didn't hear my prayer. But maybe after my sermon this morning, you will appreciate the prayer I just prayed. That your enemies will never rejoice over you. But the thing that makes me happy is she's in a better place. She's in a better place. She doesn't have to worry about paying mortgage. She doesn't have to worry about subway. She doesn't have problem with credit card payment. She's in a place where they don't need air conditioning, where they don't need heat. She's in a place where they are praising God and they are worshiping God day by day. She has gone before you and I. And if she were to show up this morning, she will say, "Be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding the work of the Lord." She would say, "I fought a good fight. Finished my course now. I've kept the faith." It's you and I now that are on the battlefield. I pray that when your name is called, you will be ready. What I want to do this morning is use the anniversary to give you a few prayer points and to pray for each and every one of you for a covering upon your lives. I don't need to tell you this, you all know it, that the enemies who did this to the United States are still very much alive. The enemies who did this are still very much alert. In fact, if you thought they were determined 10 years ago, they are now much, much, much more determined. than they were 10 years ago. To wreak evil, to wreak havoc on this country. My prayer is that God's divine protection will be upon you and your loved ones. And importantly, I pray that every plan of the enemies of this country put together will always meet with failure. And for those of us who live in the New York City area, we are more vulnerable. I mean, when I was living in Montgomery, Alabama, that would be the least place you would expect someone. There is no train. The buses run when it rains. I'm just trying to describe the littleness of that place. But their eyes are on New York City. But we are not going to run. We're going to stay here, and the divine protection of God will be upon our lives. So this service is very, very, very significant. Because God will put a mark upon your life. And it will be with you in your going out, and it will be with you in your coming in. I want to use for my text this morning the story that we all read, and some of you just mumbled. It's a story of a man that faced wicked terrorists. It was a story of Paul the Apostle who faced wicked assassins. And amazingly, he escaped. He escaped. And I hope the story this morning will help you to see how human and spiritual terrorists operate and how to defeat them. My message is going to be very short, but it's going to be direct to the point. The story was about some Jews that banded together. There were 40 of them. And they made a vow. In fact, the Bible says they made a curse. That they will neither eat, they will neither drink, until they had killed Paul. And they set about doing it and got the permission from the high priest and the powers that be to carry out their evil. But there was a young boy who was related to Paul that heard all their plans. He leaked out. They didn't know. Maybe he was there and they felt he was nobody. But he heard everything that they said and he took the information to Paul the Apostle. And Paul was wise. Paul said, all right, that's interesting. I'm not afraid to die, but I guess God doesn't want me to die this time. Now, go tell the authorities what you heard. And he went and told the authorities what he heard, and they also were wise. They said, don't tell anybody what you told us. And that night, they took Paul with some soldiers and took him out of town. They woke up in the morning, and they had nobody to kill. When we get to heaven, I would like to ask Jesus, did they die of hunger or they broke their fast? But the amazing thing about the Jewish law is that there are always loopholes, just like American laws. If you made an oath in the Jewish dispensation, you had to fulfill your oath. But if your oath was too hard to fulfill, you brought an offering to redeem it. I can guarantee these people brought an offering and redeemed it. None of them died. No matter how focused your enemies are, they will meet with failure. There are about four things I want to draw your attention to before I take you before the throne of grace this morning. Four things. Number one, somebody is out to get you. Did that sink in, or you want me to repeat it? I'll repeat it. Somebody, somewhere, is out to get you. Oh, you say, Bishop, you are beginning to sound paranoid. No. I'm just preaching Bible. That is a fact of life. Someone, somewhere, hear me, will be very happy to read the obituary this morning. That's the truth. Someone, somewhere will be happy to see a casket this morning that carries your body. That is a fact of life. I think the greatest mistake you can make is to see everybody loves me, nobody wants me dead. I pray God will just open your eyes and let you see how many will be happy to see you dead. You wonder, Bishop, but why? Well, the same way you wonder why anyone will hate America so much as to destroy this country. After all, when you look at the United States of America, no other country gives aid to other nations like America does. Yet, no other country is hated like America is. No other country has helped to advance technological development in the world like USA. Yet, no country is as hated as the United States. No other country has helped solve many medical riddles like America has. Yet, no other country is as hated as the United States. No other country has helped to spread freedom and democracy in the world like America has. Yet, no other country, ladies and gentlemen, is hated like the United States. No other country has helped the cause of the oppressed and the downtrodden like the United States of America has. Look, I can go on and on and on and on, yet no other country is hated as America is. Even the countries where America pumps billions would love to see America destroyed. Can I bring it home? I want you to continue to be good. But I want to warn you, that does not remove the fact that the people you are being good to want to get you. The people whose children you sent to school, the people that you send money to buy Western Union every month, the people that you deny yourself of the necessities of life, things that you give in your children, you give to your own children, many of them will rarely try to continue to money, but will tell you. Continue to be good. Tell me what things Paul has made it. Tell me. He will heal the sick. He will raise their dead. He will cleanse their past. He was skinning them and snatching them from the way to hell to the way to heaven. Yet, they wanted him dead. Why? Simply because he used to be part of them. And he was no longer part of them. He switched sides and voted for the God of heaven, and he became a target. Ha! Do you wonder why you have become such a hated person? It's because you stand for God. That's why. If you are still smoking and drinking and partying and tipping and dipping like them, you'll still be their friend. But now you've sang the song, stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the Lord. And you became a soldier of the Lord, and they turn around battalions against your life. You're a target. Whether physical or spiritual terrorists, they're out to kill you. And if they could kill you today, they would. That's the first thing I want to bring to your attention. Do you know what's amazing about these terrorists? They don't care about collateral damage. If it's only me that they want in a car accident, they'll kill the other 25 people on the bus just to get at me. If it's only me they want in an airplane that has 300 people, they'll kill only me, and then the other 299 people die for nothing. I cannot forget my daddy. He used to pray for us in those days that may God never let you travel on the day that the road is thirsty for blood. Another prayer my father prayed, that may God never let you enter into a public bus with somebody who has been cursed to die. Because by the time they are destroyed, there is collateral damage. That was what they said about Jonah. They said, this guy will make us go down, throw him overboard. May God deliver you from terrorists. You didn't hear my prayer. May God deliver you from terrorists. May you and your loved ones never become part of collateral damage. Somebody, somewhere, wants you dead. And when you do the kind of work that we do in this church, chasing devils and demons, I would say someone wants us dead yesterday. Not today, not tomorrow. Yesterday. But God has covered us, and he will continue to cover us. So the first thought here this morning is, someone is out to get you. Someone, hey, I don't care what you do for God. Someone is out to get you. Look at all the songs these people are singing. You know how much I pray for Coyote? The songs he sings, the devil hates them. And the devil would love to silence him. But he will never succeed. You know how much I pray for all these deliverance workers that work for us every Sunday? They chase devils out. They bind demons. They bind devils. Eh? You know how much I pray for them? Because the enemy would like to wipe them out. Look at Sister Molly standing. Look at her. You know how the devil hates us that this woman is still standing? No, seriously. Do you know how much the devil hates even her for standing? After the doctors have said to us, kill her. And they call Brother Gad and they call my wife. And they said, pull the plug. My wife and Brother Gad said, no, we are not pulling the plug. Do you know how many hours we've spent by her bedside? I will go and sit down there. Brother David will go and sit down there. Brother Gad will go and sit down there praying. And she's standing today. You know how much the devil would like for us to replace her? Spiritual terrorists. Some of you who are never supposed to get married, you got married. Never supposed to have pregnancy, you got pregnant. Never supposed to, and then they say, which church do you go to? Somebody somewhere wants you dead. But they shall meet with failure. I look at those that I give work to do here on Friday night to pray. I just go and hide myself and start praying for them. Lord, cover them. Lord, watch over them. No counterattack. You know why? You can't be praying the prayers you pray here and not expect the enemy to fight against you. Somebody, somewhere. It may be a spirit. Somewhere. Once you're dead. That's the first thought. The second thought is this, that, are you still with me? It is someone you know, and that knows you well. You may not have any idea who they are, that they hate you that much, but it's... There's somebody you know, who appears to be a friend sometimes. They want you dead. Somebody that you have sat to eat with. Somebody that you have hung around to do things with. Somebody that if you're an African, you've worn the same dress. Let's go to the market and buy a dress that looks alike. That wants you dead. Someone you know. I talked to a lady last week, Thursday, in Africa. She's related to me, but she's a mighty warrior. Her own sister. Her own sister. They sewed the same dress, as nice as your green outfit. But this sister wanted a point of contact. So when they were putting on the dress to go out, the sister said, I forgot my head tie. Let us cut your head tie into two. So I can have half, and you can have half. Because even cut into two will still be enough for our heads. That was the genesis of her problem. Who said, no problem, sister, you can have it. And she took scissors. But she had already used it. So what you've already used is your energy inside it. She said, my brother, the war that I went through after that. And at the end of the day, listen now, at the end of the day, she called her and said, all right, oh, come and take the other half that you gave me and sew it back to your own, because I already found my own. I said, God shall deliver you. The people that are after you, wanting you dead, they are people that you know. These people took it all. They are not the people that knew Jesus. They knew who Jesus was. They knew Judas Iscariot. But this knew Paul very well. So we don't need anyone to tell them who he is. All the people that want you dead, they know where you live. Oh, yeah. They know your house. They know your address. They know where you walk. They know everything about you. If they don't know it in the physical, they will find it out in the spirit. I had a witch who used to come with her mother to this church. And she told me, said, Bishop, every night I go to Ghana. Another one said, every night I go to Calabar in Nigeria. I said, what do you go to do? She said, we'll go to do operation. I said, how do you find the people you go after? She said, if they breathe, we'll find them. Your breath shall be fire. You didn't hear what I said. I said the very breath that comes out of your nostrils shall be fire. And anyone that comes near it shall be burned by fire. There's somebody that wants you dead, and there's somebody that knows you. About 20 years ago, my wife was washing dishes in the kitchen of our house in Montgomery, Alabama, 5769 Hyde Park Drive, Montgomery, Alabama, 36117. That's not far from your house, too. I think you are 36117, too. Danforth. What was your address? Don't worry. But my wife was washing dishes, and she had a voice. And the voice said, some people want you dead. And she looked around. Who's speaking? What have I done? You don't have to do anything wrong. What did Paul do wrong? What did the United States of America do wrong? There are people who just hate you for the sake of hatred. You know, when my wife had that voice, we had to go and find out who. And it turned out to be someone we knew in the city of Montgomery, Alabama. But worse than that, the person was not just in the city of Montgomery, Alabama. The person was in our church. But worse than that, the person was not just in our church. The person was one of the top workers in our church. And she wanted my wife dead. That's about 20 years ago. There she is this morning. 20 years ago and 20 pounds ago, she's still alive. I know I'm going to get in trouble for that one. Please, I take that back in Jesus' name. There is somebody somewhere that is out to get you. And the somebody is someone you know very well. And you know what? If they told you this morning, you would say no. That's your problem. And you say, no, n'est pas possible. Be speaking French. You will speak Latin after it. He said, it's not possible. I thank God he doesn't let us know. He doesn't let us see many times. But there's somebody somewhere out to get you. And it's somebody you know. Number three. The third thing I want to share with you this morning is that someone who is out to get you is not alone. There are others working with and for him. That is true in the physical, and that is true in the spiritual. It was a band of men. It wasn't only one man. It was how many men? 40 men, outnumbered. But even though you're outnumbered, you will not be defeated. You didn't hear the prayer I'm praying for you this morning. I said, even though you're outnumbered, you will not be defeated in the name of Jesus. And that is true in the physical, and it's true in the spiritual. It's a gang, a band, a conspiracy. The people that were after my wife were about five ladies in the church. Five ladies. They were all members of the church. I don't know if they had somebody outside though. But there were people that would cook barbecue chicken for us to come and eat. There were people that would come and help us do this, help us do that. And they were out to take her out. My wife was pregnant with one of my children, and one of them came in the dream and touched my wife in the stomach, and she fell into labor immediately so as to have a premature baby. And then we got to Tuesday prayer meeting in the church, and one of them, who God has already revealed, came to my wife and said, pray for this your child, oh, pray for this your child. My heart, I said, because you want to kill him. Unfriendly friends around you, God shall visit them. Those who say they are praying for you, but they are working against you, may God deliver you from their hands. So number one, God is out to get you. I mean, someone is out to get you. Number two, it's someone very, very familiar with you. Number three, the someone is not working alone. There are many foot soldiers. God will cut their feet one by one. Foot soldiers. Number four. These assassins, these terrorists are not playing. They are determined. When somebody walks up to you and says, you will see. Don't just walk away. That's 3 days fasting for you. And we take things so lightly. We take threats so lightly. These people were not joking. They said, we have put a curse on ourselves that we will never eat, we'll never drink, we can all. Do you know that means that we won't dead round? Then we 3 days food water. 1 week food water. So one man was, two of us want him dead. Let me also give you one more. There are powers that are out to get you. There's someone very familiar with you that is out to get you. They are knocking alone and they're determined. But there's one more thing. There's somewhere they are going to get permission to do it. And that comes to you as a surprise. They couldn't do it without getting the nod from the high priest and from the elders. Wherever your enemies are going to get permission, may they meet with Jesus when they get there. You don't know how it operates in the realm of the spirit. I heard my daddy and my uncle talking one day. My daddy and my uncle, they were talking. My uncle was a deep occultic man. He's dead now. Deep occultic man. He was the one that I told you shook some things in my ear. And after he shook it, he cut me with a knife, and the knife did not even enter my flesh. That's the man I'm talking about. He was telling my daddy, he said, brother, I specialize in delivering women who are pregnant that witches have tied. So there's no woman that is having problem delivering of a pregnancy that I cannot deliver. Then my father asked him a question. He didn't ask him, how do you do it? Because he knew how he did it. But he asked him, he said, I hope you get permission before you do it. And that stayed with me up till today. You go and get permission before you do it. Because some people tied it up. And if you don't get permission, it will come back on your head. Say in the name of Jesus. All those that are giving my enemies permission to attack me, may the Lord attack them. So someone is out to get you. Number one is very someone that is very familiar with you. The person is not walking alone. Spiritual and physical. These terrorists are determined. And they have places where they get authority and permission to attack you. So four terrible things were going on for the enemies of Paul the Apostle. Number one, they were out to kill. Their goal was defined. They were focused. You know how many times you've had dreams that you were dead? Seriously. You think that dream was a joke? It's because somebody overruled it. About 3 years ago, I found myself in a place and a woman in white, and the other people were also in white, about 3 years ago, came to me and said, by June, you will be dead. So by June, you will be dead. That was 3 years ago. I woke up and laughed. I said, which book did they write that one? In the book of life or in the book of witches? So I prayed. I said, every one of those people that planned for my death, I want to attend their funeral. I don't know who they are. Or I never attended any funeral, but that was the prayer I prayed. And I never prayed that they will not even kill me. You know why? Because they can never succeed. They are determined. They were focused. Number two, they knew who they wanted. It was Paul the Apostle they wanted. And number three, they had numbers on their side, you know. They outnumbered him 40 to 1. And they were determined, operating under an oath that pushed them. Because the earlier they killed him, the earlier they will have their meal. All the I's were dotted and all the T's were crossed. They had all factors taken care of. But there was a factor that they left out. And that was the God factor. They did not factor one fact in. That he that keepeth Israel never does what? Slumbers, like some of you are slumbering right now, wake up, and never sleep. They never took that one into consideration. That the person you are going to has a God, and has protection around him, and the one that protects him never slumbers and never sleeps. You know, yesterday afternoon around 3 o'clock, I was sitting on my couch praying about the service of today, and I just drifted into sleep. And when I drifted into sleep, funny enough, I was telling my wife last night, I found myself in the Philippines. There were a lot of Filipinos there. And my wife was there, I was there. It was like I went to meet her. As I sat down on the chair, they gave me, I began to recite 101. I want to say to me, say out of my eyes.
Come on, say to the host. Thanks, my hope. My hope comes from the Lord. Who made her enough? Not her. Through the mood. That death me will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth me shall neither slumber nor sleep. Say, the Lord is my keeper. Say, the Lord is my shade upon my right hand. Say, the sun shall not smite me by day, nor the moon by night. Say, the Lord shall preserve me from all evil. He shall preserve even my very soul. Say, the Lord shall preserve my going out and my coming in from September 11, even forevermore. Say, I claim it in the name of Jesus. Come on, put your hands together and give the Lord a big hand for that. They forgot to factor in that Paul the apostle was not alone. So they made all their plans and they forgot the God factor. There was something else they forgot. They forgot the insurance that was upon Paul the apostle. You know, most insurance policies, don't kick away. It is from you. Say, I'm not afraid. Come on, say, I shall not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth in noonday. Say, 1,000 shall fall by side, and 1,000 around.
Isaiah 4:7.
That they know what the flame upon is for this chapter. Turn upon that is in the giving. Every tongue that shall be against me in judgment condemn this man. This is my fish, because I'm a servant of God and my righteousness is of God. They did not realize that when they were planning. Now they thought the word of God was to no avail in Paul's life. They did not factor in the truth that the one that they were coming against was a child of covenant operating under the promises of God. You know, I read another promise in that Isaiah chapter 54. You don't have to turn to it. Just say it after me. Say, in righteousness, I shall be established. I didn't hear what he said. Say, in righteousness, I shall be established. Say, I shall be far from oppression. I shall not fear. Say, and from terror, for it shall not come near me. Say, I decree this September 11th that terror shall not come near me. It shall not come near my children. It shall not come near my business. Say, behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by God. Whosoever shall gather together against me shall fall for my sake. Say, I receive it in the name of Jesus. To cut a long story short, their plan failed. Their plan leak. Wherever they have kept their plan, there will be leakage on it in the name of Jesus. You didn't hear my prayer. I said, wherever they have kept their plan, there will be leakage in. God has kept America September 11th. No times they have acted at this country. They did not. In your life, they shall fail. I'm praying for you. Sit down there and be eating chewing gum. I said, and I said, okay, we'll use water as bomb. And the target has so many airplanes that will cross the Atlantic. And it will be like water. Now we can't carry water on the airplane now because of these people. You know, these people have made our life so miserable. I remember in those days, there was no ID to enter into an airplane. You could use anybody's ticket to travel. I remember years ago, my wife and I were traveling to Minnesota through Newark. And I didn't have a ticket. She had a ticket. So guess what? I took her ticket. All right? Americans don't know the difference between Adigoke and Oyeyinka. So if I say I'm a woman. Adigoke is a woman. Oyeyinka is a man. So me, I just got there. I just showed the man the ticket. Oh, he said, you have correct ticket? He said, going. Those days, they didn't check ID. Did they check ID in those days? These people have changed our way of life. Look at how war, seriously, look at how war has changed your own way of life now. I called a person in Benin City 4 days ago. And the mother of the house was praying at 3 a.m. And I talked to the man that I called. I said, is that not your husband? Is that not your wife? Oh, he said, yes. I said, what is she doing? He said, she's doing a vigil. I said, she's doing that vigil all by herself? Oh, you said, yes. So every Friday, she starts at 12. She finishes at 3. I said, with nobody praying with her. I said, nobody. He said, the battle around her is too much. He said, for me, I can't pray. So my wife does all the praying. May God have mercy on you. They have war battle
Atlantic.
What? They have leaked. It has continued to leak.
They said there were some three people that want, they had a plan for today. But what happened?
Their plan leaked. For America. May their plan continue to leak. I want you to put your hand on your chest. Say for me, their plan will continue to leak. God will show me in dreams. God will show me in visions. God will show me in revelations. In the mighty name of Jesus. Their plan will always fail.
Because if their plan does not fail, you will suffer. You will suffer. Brother Raji and I were, I don't know what we were doing in Brooklyn one day. We were going around Brooklyn and he was driving. We were talking about the experience of life. And I told him about my wife who wanted to go to Africa to do something. And she went and prayed about it. That God, should I go, should I not go? Should I go, should I not go? And then she had a dream. All right?
May God give you dreams. May God give you revelations.
Even now without dream or without revelation,
voice. You will hear clear voice in the name of Jesus. Whatever God will do to leak the plan of the enemy, may it never be hidden from you.
You can save. It was Elisha and the king of Israel. The enemy was planning to come and attack. Elisha was in his bedroom. Elisha was sent to the king. They are coming to that place, so don't go there. He was sent again. They are coming to that place, so don't go there. They are coming to that place, so don't go there. They are coming. And the people said, who is leaking this thing to Elisha? To the king. They say, it's Elisha. Oh, he's a man of God. Oh, everything that happens is from his bedchamber.
May God promote you. You didn't hear what I said. I said, may God promote you. Many of you are looking for prophets to minister to you. May God turn you into a prophet in your family. May God turn you into a prophet over your job. May God turn you into a prophet over your business. So that before anything happens, in your bedroom, while you are laying down, you already see everything and say, look at these foolish people. Look at all these foolish people.
Now, the people were stupid enough. They were stupid enough. That they said, okay, now, since it is Elisha now, let's go and get him. Okay, if a person can see you for somebody else, why will he not see you for himself?
You will not only be a blessing to other people. You didn't hear my prayer. You will not only be a blessing to other people. You will be a blessing to yourself also. You will be a blessing to your family also. In the mighty name of Jesus.
The moment they came, Elisha just went out with his servant. And he told his servant, he said, look at these foolish people. He said, they have circled us. And the other one said, I only see trees. I only see McDonald's and Burger King. And he said, you can't see. He said, God opened his eyes.
Hey! May God open your eyes.
Abrasande, may God open your eyes. Hey, he opened his eyes. And he saw them chariots and people all over the place. He said, there is another one you will see. He said, you are afraid of all these people that circle us. He said, God is going to open your eyes now. You will see chariots of fire. You will see protection all around. And the moment God opened his eyes, they that are with us are greater than they that are with them.
I pray that God will always open your eyes to show you that there are more with you than there are with them. In the name of Jesus. And you will continue forever be protected in the name of Jesus.
Look at your plans. You will stand like this and they will say, somebody's going to bring you fruit. Okay, somebody's going to buy you grapes, red grapes and white grapes. They will come at 12:30. Don't eat it all. And at exactly 12:30, your doorbell rings. Conco. And then you go there. Say, Papa Kunda, you are the best man in the world. We've never met an ambassador like you. An ambassador of peace, ambassador of joy. I went to the grocery, I went to Walmart, and I found grapes.
I said, God will expose your enemies.
And then the Holy Ghost says, that's the one. Who, you are not ambassador of peace. So they want to finish you. God will protect you. They will not be able to finish you. No matter how hard they try. Even when you don't see, your wife will see. When you don't see, your husband will see. When you don't see, friends around you will see. So that every plan against your life shall be blocked in the name of Jesus. unexpected protection, a small boy. And the small boy was smart. He was silly. Hey, that's my uncle. That's my uncle. You know, your nephews around you, God will make them spiritual. Like the small boy that is leaning on you. He will just wake up one day and have a dream. Have more sense than him. And because sometimes they are more spiritually sensitive than us. But whatever God has to do, God will do it for you. You know, I read something, Sister Blessing. I saw it on TV 2 days ago about a dog that lives with a little boy that has diabetes. And they said this dog to detect drop in blood sugar. And once the blood sugar of that boy drops, the dog will come and be pushing him like this, be pushing him like this, and be pushing him like this, so that he can run for help before he goes into a coma. And the parents said, this dog has now given us peace in the house. Now he can sleep on his own bed. If in the middle of the night,
keep your life. Jesus. Dog, may God use everything around you to keep you alive and to expose all the works of the enemy against your life.
Come on, stand up on your feet and let us pray. Let me stop here. This God is good, oh. This God is good. I will serve him forever. I'm telling you, I will serve. What do we pay him? We don't pay him anything. We don't give him any money. We don't give him any food. We don't build him anything. And yet, his protection upon us, if we are to go to an insurance company and we say, I want insurance over spiritual terrorists, they will just recommend us for psychiatric treatment. They say, how can you get insurance over spiritual terrorists that you don't see? You need psychiatric treatment. But we have come to God this morning, both spiritual and physical. He will protect us in the name of Jesus. Say in the name of Jesus. I wanted to make this pronouncement. Say, I shall not be a casualty to terrorists in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and decree that one in the name of Jesus. I shall not be a casualty to terrorists in the mighty name of Jesus. I shall not be a casualty to terrorists in the name of Jesus. I shall not be a casualty to terrorists in the mighty. Come on, pray. That's a pronouncement. That's a pronouncement. Thank you.
I shall not be a casualty to terrorists. I shall not be a casualty to terrorists. Say every plan to destroy me. Come on, open your mouth. Say every plan to destroy me. I command you to backfire. Pray, every plan to destroy me, I command you to backfire this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Every plan to destroy me, I command you to backfire. Backfire. Every plan to destroy me, I command you to backfire. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every plan to destroy me, you shall backfire one by one and everyone. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh God, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say every power banded together to destroy me, I disband you in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray against them. Every power to destroy me. Every power to I disband. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, no matter how determined. Come on, open your mouth. Say, no matter how determined my enemies are, Let them meet with failure. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. In the, no matter how determined they are, no matter how well planned, no matter how well strategized their plans are, may they meet with failure in the name of. Jesus' mighty name we pray.
I want us to pray this prayer before I pray general prayer for you. I was telling you a story that Brother Raji told me a couple of months ago when we were driving all over Brooklyn. It was a friend of somebody he knew that went to Africa. But there was a plan that when she got there, she will lose her green card. I didn't know it's not that easy to come back if you lose your green card. Brother Raji, how long was she there? 2 years. 2 years in Africa. Everything. 2 years. The plan for her, she lost her green card. My wife had the same experience. She was to go home, she prayed. Said, God, should I go or should I not go? And then God gave her a dream. And a dream, she saw her among some people. They took her green card. They took her passport. And she was looking all around, where's my green card? Looking at her and laughing at her. You see the difference? God exposed one, another one was not exposed. By the grace of God, whatever you need to know, you will know it. You will not know it after the fact. You will not know it after you fall into it. You will not know it after you started crying. Before it happens, you will know it in the name of Jesus. Say, my father, every terror plan against my life, expose them. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. Every terror plan, my mandate to be exposed in the name of Jesus. Every terror plan against my life, I command it to be exposed in the name of Jesus. Every spiritual terrorist plan, every physical terrorist plan, every plan to destroy me, Daddy, expose them before they take place in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, expose and leak them, every terror, every plan of the assassin against my life. Oh God, expose them before they are hatched in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Jesus, them. Peace. Every one of all. Yes, Lord. Of terror, spiritual or physical, against your life, against your children, against your business, against your ministry. Every plan of terror against your life, you will escape. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will escape. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will escape. Hayala Marcus. Jesus, mighty name we pray. Father God, I just pray this afternoon. Who doesn't need this sermon? We all live every day, expecting anything can happen at any time. We have no control over what can happen, but we have control over who it will happen to. I pray for every man, every woman, every boy, every girl that is in this church this afternoon. May you always escape. I said, may you always escape. As Paul escaped. No matter how well planned, no matter how well strategized their plans are, may they meet with failure in the name of. Jesus' mighty name we pray. I want us to pray this prayer before I pray general prayer for you. I was telling you a story that Brother Wright, you told me a couple of months ago when we were driving all over Brooklyn. It was a friend of somebody he knew that went to Africa. But there was a plan that when she got there, she will lose her green card. I didn't know it's not that easy to come back if you lose your green card. Raja, how long was she there? 2 years. 2 years. She was stranded in Africa. And everything she had here, there was trouble for it. 2 years. The plan for her, she lost her green card. My wife had the same experience. She was to go home, she prayed. She said, God, should I go or should I not go? And then God gave her a dream. And a dream, she saw her among some people. They took her green card. They took her passport. And she was looking all around, where's my green card? Where's my passport? They were just looking at her and laughing at her. You see the difference? God exposed one. Another one was not exposed. By the grace of God, whatever you need to know, you will know it. You will not know it after the fact. You will not know it after you fall into it. You will not know it after you started crying. Before it happens, you will know it in the name of Jesus. Say, my Father, every terror plan against my life, expose them. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. Every terror plan, my mandate to be exposed in the name of Jesus. Every terror plan against my life, I command it to be exposed in the name of Jesus. Every spiritual terrorist plan, every physical terrorist plan, every plan to destroy me, that be exposed them before they take place in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, expose and leak them, every terror, every plan of the assassin against my life. Oh God, expose them before they are hatched in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We pray. Finally, I want to say, Paul escaped. Let me escape. Plan terror against my life. Let's escape. Let me escape. Against life in the name of Jesus. I pray. Oh my God, against my yes, Lord. Every plan of terror, spiritual or physical, against your life, against your children, against your business, against your ministry, every plan of terror against your life, you will escape. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will escape. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will escape. Hayala Marcus. Jesus, mighty name we pray. Father God, I just pray this afternoon. Who doesn't need this sermon? We all live every day, expecting anything can happen at any time. We have no control over what can happen, but we have control over who it will happen to. I pray for every man, every woman, every boy, every girl that is in this church this afternoon. May you always escape. I said, may you always escape. As Paul escaped, may you always escape in the name of Jesus. Whether you will be late to get in there, and consequently you escape, or you cancel your ticket, and consequently you escape, whatever it will take for you to be not to be counted in the number of those that are put in body bags, may God do it for you in the name of Jesus. May God be with you when you're going out. May God be with you when you're coming in. Those who want you dead, may they never read your obituary. Those who have tried you through witchcraft, may they not rejoice about your death through another means. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord watch over you. As we anoint ourselves with this oil, may God honor it. May it be a seal upon your forehead.
that wherever you go, death will pass over you. You will not die a violent death. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for the answer. We bless you and we worship you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Keep standing. Keep standing. Bring the oil. I want all the men of God that helped me the other day, please come.
Name of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Father, for the answer. We bless you and we worship you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Keep standing. Keep standing. Bring the oil. I want all the men of God that helped me the other day, please come.